First up, let's have a look at some of this week's key news stories. And this one caught my eye as a virologist, which is that primatologists have discovered that chimpanzees over in the Ivory Coast in Africa are catching diseases that us humans dish out. In other words, the common cold to us, but it's killing them. This is a researcher called Sophie Condren, and she's actually from the Robert Koch Institute in Berlin. And she's been studying outbreaks of respiratory disease amongst these chimpanzees between 1999 and 2006. And looking at each of the outbreaks, they find that 92% of the animals show symptoms. They get runny nose and an audible wheeze, and 20% of them die. And the predominant numbers of deaths are amongst the juveniles, the very young animals. So it's similar to humans, I suppose, where the young get most affected. And when they analyse clinical samples collected from the animals that had died throughout these outbreaks, the same two culprits kept cropping up time and time again. And they analyse them, and it's two viruses, one called RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, and the other one called HMPV, which is human metapneumovirus, an only recently discovered human pathogen. Now, initially, people thought, well, perhaps these viruses are just other members of this virus family. They're not the same ones that affect humans. When they molecularly or genetically fingerprinted the viruses, though, they show some characteristic changes, very specific changes, which had only recently cropped up in the human strains that are circulating, including strains found in South Africa and South America. So it looks like what's happening is that people getting into close proximity to the animals are allowing the human bugs to jump into the chimps, and they're infecting them. But because the chimp isn't the natural host, they're getting much sicker, much iller, and this is why they die.
Is that how we know it hasn't gone the other way, that we know it hasn't gone from the apes to us?
Yes, because normally viruses become very well adapted to their hosts. And so what you want with a virus is for you to become very infectious, but not to die. Because if you delete your host from the population, then there's nowhere else for you to go. And there's no point in doing that. So you want to become highly infectious in your host, but not actually wipe them out entirely. And if you look at flu, it does the same thing. So that's why they think it's gone in that direction, because these are natural human infections. What can we do to mitigate the disaster? Well, what they're suggesting is that we limit public exposure to chimpanzees. Thing is that tourism brings in a lot of money, and if you make something worthwhile, then people in those areas think, well, if it has value, we should conserve it. So you need the tourism and you need the money coming in to conserve things. So what are they doing instead? Well, they're suggesting perhaps we should encourage people to wear face masks. This might actually cut down the infectivity.
At least there's something we can do about it.